We are learning Maseches Chagiga Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, but we're starting in the middle of Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph of the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. HaPeseach Es Chavitoi V'Maschel B'Isosoi Agav HaRegel Rav Yudam Yigmar V'Chomer Lo Yigmar. We learned the Gemara right before and the Mishnah right before that on Yom Tov Amaratzim HaNemon to be Tahar. But Allah is that after Yom Tov L'Mafreya, anything they touched becomes Tameh. So here we're talking about Rashi learns a Chaver. A chaver is not an amaretz. He opened his chavis to sell wine in Yerushalayim over Yom Tov. That was his business. And the minig, the derech is that the amaretzim touch all over the place. That Rashi says, everyone touches. So you can assume the amaretz touch inside this barrel, and therefore it's tamei. Now, you have here a chavis, or you have here isa, that was touched by amaretz over Yom Tov. So on Yom Tov was fine. But now, after Yom Tov, could you finish it? Shavita says, yigmar. Once it was paskin tar on Yom Tov, you could finish it afterwards. V'chomer lo yigmar. V'chomer says, no, you cannot finish it afterwards, it's tummy now. Zok the Gemara, we'll see Pshat and Rav Yehuda in a second. The Gemara in Beis says, I'll tell it to you now already, the Gemara in Beis says, Yehuda says, the reason why yigmar is, you're right, it should be tummy. Just the reason is, because we matter soifam shum chilasam. If you tell a guy that if he opens it up on Yom Tov and there's something left over, you're not going to be tummy after Yom Tov. He's not going to want to open it. So I'm not opening a new barrel for you. Sorry, I don't want to lose half my barrel. Therefore, because of that, they're masakin that you could be goymer. And Chama argue. Zok to Gemara. Yosef Rav Ami Rav Yitzchak Nafcha killed Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Rav Ami and Rav Yitzchak Nafcha was sitting on the porch of Yitzchak Nafcha. Pasachad v'amar. One of them opened up and said, good, we understand that it's tummy now, according to Chachamim. And lo yigmar, right? But maybe, can I say it for the next Yom Tov? Omer lo yidach, yada kol mamashvashim ba. Everyone touched it over Yom Tov, atamarata, yinichen al regal acha, you leave it for the next Yom Tov, it's tummy. Omer lo yidach, lav yada kol mamashvashim ba. On Yom Tov, no one's touching it, and still you say it's Taurus. You're not worried about touching it. Omer lo yidach, hashta, bishlam ad idna. Till now, Tumas Amar, it's regular Rachman Taira. Till now it was Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov they were Matir. But now after Yom Tov, Lahashto Tomei, now it becomes Tomei after Yom Tov. So while we wait from Pesach to Shavuos, from the Shavuos to Sukkos, the whole time it's Tomei. So it has to come back Tar now. That's the Taina. And therefore, he Taina is that you shouldn't be able to keep it the next Yom Tov. What's Shalom on the Yom Holds? You could keep it the next Yom Tov. He says like this, on Yom Tov, you're not Matamid. And I only plan to use it the next Yom Tov. I never plan to use it between the two Yom Tovim. Therefore, I never had a chance to have a din tamik. I don't plan on selling it that time. So therefore, it's like one big Yom Tov. It's like chilas of a soifa bi Yom Tov. And therefore, he wanted a taina that's good. So it's a shikol shail over here, what to do. So Gemara says, maybe it's a chlegis tanoim. Name a ketanoim. The tani chado. One bright says, yanechen al reglacha. One bright says, you can leave it for the next Yom Tov. Matanya idach. You can't leave for next Yom Tov. Sounds like I'm chagas tanoim to Shaila. Could you leave for next Yom Tov or not? My la tanoim is chagas tanoim. So I'm loy, no, it's not chagas tanoim. Hadik tani yanechena. The bryce that says leave for next Yom Tov, Rabbi Yehuda. It's going to Rabbi Yehuda. It says yigmar. He holds you can finish it. He holds it's no problem. Hadik tani loy yanechena. You can't leave it as Rabbanon. Pray to Gemara. If the bryce that says yanechena is Rabbi Yehuda, what do you need yanechena? V'tizbra Rabbi Yehuda. It's saying this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. But this is Rabbi Yehuda, Yigmar Kama. He said, Yigmar, you can finish it right now. Hello. I'll tell you different. Hunter Lo Yanechena, Rabbi Yehuda. The one that says Lo Yanechena, that's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. He says, Lo Yanechena, he says, you can eat it now. You don't have to leave for next Yom Tov. You can drink it now. V'halik Tari Yanechena, Rabbanon. The one that says Yanechena, it's Rabbanon. Umay Lo Yanechena, Rabbi Yehuda. Shein Tzoruch Lanicha. You don't have to leave it because you can finish it now. And it comes out for you there. That the Rabbanon hold, even though it's Tamei, but I'm allowed to leave it next Yom Tov. So you have two choices. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can drink, finish it now. According to Rabbanon, not two choices. If you like the Rabbanon, you can leave it next Yom Tov. You have a choice. You don't have to throw it out. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can finish it now. And that's what comes out through the Chesed Ben Agamar. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, we just mentioned that everything they touch on Yom Tov is Tamei. Now, they go into the Beis HaMikdash, and a lot of the Kahanim are Amaratzim, and they touch a lot of things. So, Mashavah HaRegel, Mavirim Al Taharas Azara. They go across the whole Azara, take all the Kalim, and table all the Kalim. And we'll see in the next Mishnah what exactly you table. So now, that's the job. Right after Yom Tov, it's a big job. They gotta be table all the Kalim. Gotta purify the Azara. Elva HaRegel Yom Shishi. Let's say, last day Yom Tov was on Thursday. And the day after Yom Tov is Friday. Lo Yehoi Mavirim, they didn't do the job of the Tefillah that day. They covered the Shabbos. because they're busy with getting ready for Shabbos. Therefore, they didn't do tefillah that day. They didn't do tevel kehel that day. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, af loy b'yom hay. If Yontif ended on a Wednesday, they also didn't do it on a Thursday. They didn't do the tefillah on a Thursday. Why not? Sheinei karam pnuyim. The karam don't have time on Thursday to do that. The day after Yontif is very busy. They always, and they don't have time to do the tefillah kehelim. And the next day is Friday. Why don't they have time on Thursday? Or the day after Yom Tov. So the Gemara Tana, the reason is, she'ina kahanim panuyim lohitzi v'dashan. The kahanim, after Yom Tov, there were so many kavanas, the mizbeach is full of ashes, like you never saw. And they got to take out those ashes, take them out, and clean up the mizbeach. That takes a whole day. The day after Yom Tov, they're busy with the dashan. They're busy with the dashan. And for some reason, only the kahanim could do the taharas akelim. For some reason, the Levim Mizraim can't do it. We're not clear why. Tereb talks about that. It's not clear why. They have to do that job, and therefore they're busy. They have to Yom Tov. So like this, if Yom Tov falls out on Thursday, so Friday obviously Erev Shabbos, they don't do it in Taharas HaKelim. Even if Yom Tov falls out on Wednesday, finishes on Wednesday, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't do this on Thursday because Thursday you're busy with the Deshen, and Friday is Erev Shabbos. The Talikam holds that they didn't worry about Trumas Deshen when it came to the halachas of Taharas HaKelim. They pushed off taking out the Deshen. And they did the Taharas HaKelim. It's like Zehud and the Chachamim about the, and the Tanakhama about that halacha. So, the Mishnah Vayta, what exactly are you matar? Keitzeh mavir mataras zara. So, Zok the Mishnah, matvilim es hakelim shayim mikdash. The matva, all the kelim, all the utensils are in the mikdash. That means all the menorah included, all the utensils. Va'omrim lehem, you tell the Amaratzim, which Rashi says the Kahanim Amaratzim, his haru, be careful, shaloi tigu b'shulchan. Don't touch a shulchan. Because if you touch a shulchan, we're going to have a problem. You're not allowed to take it out of the heichel to be tayvel it. Why not? Because it says about a shulchan, a lashon of tamid. It has to be a funai tamid. It has to be in front of me the whole entire time. Nosata al shulchan lechab upon him a funai tamid. It has to be in front of me the entire time. And you can't take it out to be tayvel it. Therefore, don't touch it. Because if you touch it, we have big trouble. And like Tais speaks out, that we're talking about kahanam ha'aretz, because the Israelim can't get into the heichel to touch it. Therefore, what we're telling the Amaratzim Kanam, don't touch the Shulchan. Now, there is a Rambam, it's Mashma, that we told Ganz Klal Yisrael shouldn't touch it. Ayah Shaila is, how could they get into the Heichel touch the Shulchan? So, Mishnah, we see the Gemara, we'll speak out, there is a way how they could touch it. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, Kol HaKelim Shoei B'Mikdash, Yeshlem Shniyim V'Shlishim. All Kelim had doubles and triples. That means all the Kelim they had in the Mikdash became Tameh. You put it to the side. You brought the seconds, the doubles, instead of it. All kelim in the mikdash needs tefillah. We said besides for shulchan can't have tefillah because you can't take it out. But avada needs tefillah. All kelim need tefillah. Chot mizbeach hazav umizbeach anachoshes. Replacing the karka. The mizbeach hazav the anachoshes are like karka. They don't need tefillah. Because the pasuk calls the mizbeach achitza and mizbeach adama, which means adama is not mekabel tuma. It's not mekabel tuma, and mizbeach hazav, even though it's not adama, but there's a hekesh to mizbeach nechayishes, and therefore you do not have to be tayul at walk. It doesn't become tame at all. It doesn't become tame. The rabbi says chamayim preishim mitzupim. The reason is because they are mitzupah. We'll see what that means in the gemara and daf chazayin. What exactly that means? Balak upon him, they don't talk about the orin for some reason. But it sounds like all kelim over here have to be tayvel. Besides, for the shulchan, you shouldn't touch because you're not allowed to move it out. The mizbeach, both mizbechos don't need tefillah because either they're like the karka or mitzupim. And it sounds like by our mishnah, the menorah do have to be tayvel. Again, I'm not sure about the aron we don't talk about here. Zok the Gemara, Tana. There's a brisa that says huzaru shema tigu b'shulchan menorah. The brisa put in the menorah says don't be careful not touch the shulchan and the menorah. The Tanah did not buy time while they told him. Why didn't say be careful not to touch the menorah? Because Shulchan Ksiv Beit Tamid. By Shulchan says the Fanai Tamid has to be in front of me the whole time. It has to be in the Heichel the whole time. You can't take it out to be Tavlit. Menorah like Ksiv Beit Tamid. Menorah doesn't say Tamid. The Idach. So what is the other Madiyama? This Brisa. Why is the Brisa say menorah? Kivan the Ksiv Ves HaMenorah Neichach HaShulchan. Since it says you place the menorah connected to Shulchan, Keman the Ksiv Beit Tamid Dami. It's Keilu. It says Tamid. And therefore, just like the shulchan has to be a tamid, the menorah also has to be tamid. It says menorah neichal shulchan has to be here all the whole time as well. That's found in the brayso. What's found in our tana and mishnah? Va'idach hula kavaya la makom udasa. It's coming to be kavaya makom to say this is the place where it has to be. This is the place where you have to keep it. Keneged the shulchan. So the Gemara says that really a shulchan is mekabel tumah, but you be careful, don't touch it. Why not? Because you now take it out to be tevelut. Pratimar akasha, I'll give you a heter that doesn't become tumah at all. But typically the kli eitz asuyo nakasu. The loch is a wooden keli, which is atzei shittim. The shulchan is made out of atzei shittim, which is wood. It's covered with gold, but it's made out of atzei shittim. The loch is that a wooden keli has special heter. That since it's hookish to sack, it has to be something that I take around. Something I keep in one place. It's called a keli asuyo nakas. And the loch is a keli asuyo nakas is not mekabel tumah. If it's a kli matris, if it's a metal keli, it's mekabel tumah, even if it's asuyo nakas. Special halacha of kli eitz that a keli asuyu lenachas, which means I made it not to move around, it's not mekabel tumah. So Moritz kash like this. Why so? But shulchan, typically the kli eitz asuyu lenachasu, we call kli eitz asuyu lenachas. Learn with time, it's not become tumah. My timer, dumi the sack be none. You need it to be dumi the sack, mass sack, just like a sack. Metaltal moli vareikam, you metaltal it full and empty. So if something doesn't move at all, ichab, it's not metaltal moli vareikam. But something tells us something else also. If it's something that's a very big keli, let's say 40 saw, you can't carry that full, because if you carry it full, it'll collapse. Picture is your dresser. If it's full, it's going to collapse. So that's not, that also is not mekabel tumah, because it's not metaltal moli vareikam. Af kol metaltal moli vareikam. So shaila is about shulchan. Why is it mekabel tumah? You don't even move it around. When do you move a shulchan around? You leave it in one place. So Gemara answers, hainami metaltal moli vareikam. Metaltal vareikam who? We do move it around. Krash lakash. And Lashon Atar is mashmak, could become Tomei, Mechal Shu Tomei, Vamai, Kli'etz Asu Nakasu. It's a Kli'etz that's made for one place. So why is the heck it ever become Tomei? Made him a Kabbal Tomei. El Malame teaches us, Shemagbim Oysu Marim Boyle Oyler Golem. When the Oyler Golem came, they used to pick up the Shulchan and show it to Kla Yisrael to show them the special Chiba Hashem has for them. Marim Boyle Oyler Golem Lechem Apon, Marim Lohem, Ru'u Chibaschem Pnei Mokom. See the love. You are beloved by Hashem. Siluka kesduroi. It's mamish when it goes comes out of the oven boiling hot. That's how it is right now. Don't Rabbi Shuvan Levi neis gold nasav lechem upon him kesduroi kach siluka shnema losum lechem choyim b'yom v'lochay. So they used to take it out to show Klai Yisrael. Therefore, something they moved, and therefore it's not called kela asa nachas. Now, how they showed the Klai Yisrael? So it's a machlekes. Some say they just opened the doors of the heichal and they brought it to the door of the heichal. They didn't leave the heichal. And that's what they showed them. Some say they took it out of the Heichel to show it to Klai Yisrael. They brought Mam's Klai Yisrael to show it to them. Now you know, Pshan the Rambam, or word, Amaratzim touched it. Because according to the Rambam, he holds, they took it out to show it to them. If it's possible, the Amaratzim touched it, not only Kahanim. Taisa says Kahanim, Dafka, word, Kahanim touching it because it stayed in the Heichel. And he showed it to them from the door. The Rambam will learn that they actually took it out, and that's Rashi and Yuma says that also, they actually took it out to show it to Klai Yisrael. Now Taisa has a question. Why don't we say it's Kli Asu Nachas? It's not called the Kli Asu Nachas because in the Midbar they used to carry it around. So Tosfos Taretz is, we're talking about the Meshuchan that was a Noivy Givoyin and Shiloh and Beis Olamim. That they never moved. That's one of Tosfos. Another question to point out is that the bread, it said, was hot like when it came, when it was placed, it was the same hot a week later like when it was placed on the Shulchan. When they placed the Lechem on the Shulchan, on Shabbos. When they bake it, Erev Shabbos. So it shouldn't have been hot already from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. So Tosfos asks the kasha, there's two terutzim. Either says hot means rach, or soft and fresh a week later, or Tosfos' pshat is that they left it in the oven Erev Shabbos until Shabbos and took it out of the oven on Shabbos. They baked it before Shabbos, but took it out of the oven on Shabbos. Therefore, siluka kesdura means that when they were masader, it was boiling hot, and when they took it off a week later, it was the same hot.